He's waiting for the men's room. Well, was he then in a government position? Was he working for the Liquors Commission? Or what
was well, this was in 1947. Or 48. 47. When was his campaign
48.
Governor? Was
48.
It 48. This was in the early months of 1948. He was with Neil Stabler, whom I had known. And Neil introduced me to Menem as the next governor. And we chatted for a while, and that was the end of my encounters with Menem. But I worked for him.
Excuse me, how did you know Neil Stabler at that time? He was a pretty big deal.
Neil had returned to Ann Arbor from his naval service at about the same time I returned to Ann Arbor from the Air Force. And we were both active in an organization that was called the American Veterans Committee.
Oh, I remember that.
ABC. And from there, Neil moved into the Democratic Party, and I had become active in the Young Democrats on campus. And when Menem was running for governor, of course, I did what I could in support. And that continued throughout my professional career until I was appointed to the bench. He was an inspiration. He really was. He was young. He was attractive. He was articulate. He conveyed the sense of a social commitment. He brought young people into the political process that only John Kennedy thereafter was able to reach. John Kennedy, Adlai Stevenson. And in bringing those two names into this conversation, I want to reveal to you as clearly as I can my own political predilections, obviously. Followed the liberal democratic view of right and wrong.
When did this charismatic appraisal or this feeling about him, about Williams, begin to crystallize? It certainly wasn't your chance meeting in the...
No, certainly not. It had begun even before that chance meeting. We had encountered enormous resistance to Menem's candidacy by the Democratic Party in those days.
He was a renegade.
Yes, he was a renegade. And the Democratic Party in the late 40s was run by the Clinton Union and by a man named John Franco, who was then, if I recall correctly, national or state chairman, the Democratic state chairman. George Fitzgerald, a lawyer in Detroit, who represented the Clinton Union, was a very important political figure in those days. And George and I subsequently became good friends, but we were political enemies in those days. I had been organizing young democratic organizations around the state in college campuses. And
how did you get into that kind of activity? Was it something came just from within, or did somebody spur you to do it?
No, I think that it was a deeply felt need to participate in the business of government. And remember, we had just gone through a terrible war. We had returned to campus with idealistic views of our own role in society. The opportunities were there. There was a feeling of participation in a group activity that was very important to me at that time. And it was very exciting. It was very exciting, particularly because we won.
Did you go to Eastern and Central
yes.
and places like that?
Yes.
Now, this would have been while you were still in school.
That's right.